That was us communicating through Morse code right there. You heard that.
I forgot to turn that off.
So early 1900s of us. Do they still use Morse code? Early 1900s?
I'm sure they do out on the water, maybe.
Hey, good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well on a Tuesday, just a couple days away from our 2018 beach party. You will see for the next couple of days because it's your first experience. Folks throughout the building. Running around like chickens with their head cut off, wearing weird t-shirts, that kind of thing. So as we all try and get prepared for Thursday's festivities and events, it's going to be a fiesta indeed.
A fiesta.
And we hope to see all of you out there. Tonight, though, we have a little company outing, which you won't be taking part in, Michelle, I understand.
I don't think so.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Well, we're going to the Rubber Ducks.
I'm pressured now.
We're going to a Rubber Duck, so you can leave Chadley and the child at home if you want and come and partake if you would like. I'm allowing you. Doesn't matter what your husband says.
Thanks.
Or not. No
appreciate
problem.
Appreciate that.
No, we're going to see the Rubber Ducks tonight. Just blow off a little steam. It's nice to do a little team bonding, if you will. Team building event.
Right.
So that's what we'll be doing tonight. But I totally understand because I'll be going, attempting to go, I should say, and trying to take the kiddos, and we'll just see how it all plays out.
Right.
Because we try to go to a game.
The game doesn't start until 7:10, and my child goes to bed between 7:30 and 8.
Normally my kids are out, just like yours, anywhere between 7:30 and 8. Remember, I went to a game like a week or so ago, I don't know, 10 days ago, when it was Bark at the Park. Actually, it was less than that. It was less than a week ago. That's just how long the days seem sometimes. It was literally last Wednesday.
Wasn't even a week yet.
No, not even a week. But it was Bark at the Park and all that. But we didn't stay long. So if you take the kids, it's not like we'll be staying that long tonight. See a few innings.
Are you taking them tonight?
We want to see what kind of mood they're in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You never know.
Yesterday she was so fussy. I just couldn't imagine taking her to a game and she's so fussy like that.
Yeah. Listen, I know
they're in the heat.
I know their mother. So I don't know what kind of mood they will ever be in. It's just
terrible.
You flip a coin. I mean, I think it's the Rubber Ducks tonight and the Hartford Yard Goats.
Yes.
That's who it is?
Yes, it is. I'm excited for you guys.
Are there those out there who have yard goats?
I don't know.
It'll sit out there and eat your grass. You don't have to cut your grass then.
Is it the same as just a regular goat?
I would think.
I mean, I didn't know there was a difference.
Different breeds of goats?
Yeah.
I don't think it's like dogs out there. Or
yard
cats.
Goat. What would be the difference between a yard goat and what would the other ones be called?
Remember that, what did we do? A Summer of Fun with weird
minor league
teams. Minor league baseball team name.
Yeah.
Is it a minor league team or not was the name of the game, actually, now that I remember it. Get this weird story. I read this the other day. New York minor league baseball team in Staten Island. They're the part of the Yankees farm system. They're changing their name.
To what?
The Staten Island Pizza Rats.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I kid you not. It does not get any better than that. So if we would have used that a week or so ago or whenever we did that contest, at that point in time, it would not have been a minor league team name. But now the Staten Island Pizza Rats are indeed.
That's a great name.
A real team name. What would their mascot be?
It should be the rat from Ninja Turtles.
Master Splinter.
Yes.
Good call, Michelle. Very good call.
Yeah, because didn't he always have pizza?
Well, the Ninja Turtles loved
pizza.
Loved pizza.
Right.
Yes, I once owned a Ninja Turtles book, and at the end, after you read the book, it had like a homemade pizza recipe.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, it was my favorite book growing up.
Which Ninja Turtle was your favorite?
Let me see. You had Raphael, you had Donatello.
Leonardo
and Michelangelo. Now, I kind of get confused as to which one is which.
I liked the purple one.
Yeah, see, the purple, that one was lame. That's Donatello.
Yes.
Because his weapon was lame. He didn't have a cool weapon.
What was his weapon?
He had, like, the stick.
Oh.
Yeah. The one with the orange was pretty cool. I think The orange one had the nunchucks, if I'm not mistaken. The red one was pretty cool. I think he had the, what were the two, the knife things.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
The, I don't know what, yeah, I don't know what those are exactly called.
Hmm.
Yeah, good old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in a half shell.
Yes.
Hashtag turtle power. Anyway, still within morning quickies this morning, when you see this headline, you have to read more, especially when it's from Akron. I'm surprised maybe you didn't talk about this. And
it's coming up next.
Oh,
hour,
oh, is
actually.
It? A little firehouse porn, is
yes.
It now? What in the heck is going on in Akron Fire Department? Apparently two Akron firefighters put on leave, right, for making pornographic videos at a firehouse.
Yes.
Hey now. We all know calendars, and we all know you women get all hot and bothered. You want to see those firefighter calendars. Who's Mr. June this month? We know you women can be a bunch of sickos out there. But no, this is a true story. Akron officials say two firefighters placed on administrative leave while the city launches an investigation into this firehouse porn matter.
What
say you? Would you watch Firehouse? I'm kidding. Do not answer.
No.
Don't answer that question. They list the two gentlemen's names in this article. I don't really feel like putting them on
blast
like that.
No, it's a man and a woman, isn't it?
No, is it really?
Yeah, I saw the mugshots.
Oh, my God, it is. Okay.
It's a man and a woman.
I honestly read through this, and I didn't even connect the two N's at the end of the name, which makes it a Deanne and not a Dean. Eller. So there you go. You may want to fully read the article. No, Arthur Dean and Deanne Eller. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So it wasn't two guys.
No, it was a man and a woman. And
that may have been somewhat stereotypical of me because I know women can do any job just as good as a man can.
Like how you're correcting yourself.
But I see firehouse porn. I don't know. I just automatically thought two guys. But anyway, well, I guess I did say their names already. Arthur Dean and Deanne Eller, both placed on leave. Now, they don't even work at the same fire station, but they've been known to be in a relationship. So, I don't know if they were filming videos, sending them back and forth to one another. We know you guys get lonely there at the firehouse. Chris Kale tells us stories all the time about how lonely he may get.
Oh,
a time
Chris.
Or two. Just a weird story.
It is a little strange.
You know?
There's another strange story that happened up in Stowe that I'll be talking about in my 9
o'clock. You know what? I actually read that earlier, too.
Yeah. Not sure if that's like a mental
Give us
case.
Some of the deets on that. Some guy got in an accident and ran around naked on 77 or
a
something.
A naked man led officers on a chase in Ohio and was struck by a car while trying to cross a highway.
Okay, listen. Getting struck by a car is embarrassing. But
right.
Getting struck by a car, is he alive? Did he make it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I can joke about it. Getting struck by a car naked, maybe just slightly a little more embarrassing.
I'm wondering if something was wrong with him.
So, well,
just does that.
Was it a single vehicle accident? Did he
hit
another car or something?
I think there were multiple cars hit.
I blame it on bath salts. Blame Trump or bath salts. Either or. You pick. Multiple choice today.
Yeah, it was on 77. He fled and was hit by a car after leaving his own vehicle behind.
So in two consecutive weeks, we've had somebody hit a black bear from Pennsylvania.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
On 77
that.
In Akron.
Be careful out there.
And now on 77, a naked man running loose through the mean streets.
Of Summit County.
There you go. Never know what you might see up there.
It's crazy.
I tell you what, walking around the streets of Summit County or downtown Akron, it may be better than going to the Akron Zoo at some point in time.
I don't know if I've ever been to the Akron
Zoo. Yeah, listen, I've been to the Akron Zoo twice. I have yet to see a lion.
For real?
I have yet to see a tiger. I went once when it was extremely hot, and then we went to Boo at the zoo around Halloween.
Yeah.
And the only thing I saw were penguins and birds.
Really?
And I don't know if penguins and birds have got to be somewhat related, right? Both have wings and beaks. I'm sure somewhere down the line, they're cousins.
Right.
Somehow.
In some way. Some capacity there.
I mean,
amongst the same family.
Certainly. Certainly. Distant cousins, at best.
Have you been to the Cleveland Zoo?
Never been. When I was younger, way, way younger, but not any time recently. Hmm. I heard the Pittsburgh Zoo is on point.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing about the Columbus
better than,
Zoo.
Really, I've heard Pittsburgh's even better than Columbus, but I don't know. I heard Pittsburgh's aquarium is top notch, like one of the best in the nation.
Oh, nice.
So.
We used to go to the Cleveland Zoo a lot. We lived 5 minutes from there.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Would you hear weird noises at night, like birds?
No, because it's kind of in a valley.
Did you hear a cockatoo or?
No, but there was one
monkey.
Time. Something got loose, and there was.
They have these on the zoo, Cleveland Zoo. They have those up there.
No.
Oh, okay.
None of those. Something got loose. I don't remember what it was, but they put an alert out, and it was for all residents within like a radius of the zoo.
Ooh, that'd be kind of scary.
I don't remember what it was. It was when I first moved up there, but it was kind of funny.
I think you would remember. Imagine getting that alert on your phone. You're like, oh, another Amber Alert. Wait, there's a mongoose on the loose. What? Escape from the Cleveland Zoo.
It wasn't
zoo.
Anything major, like an elephant or something. It was, I don't remember what it was.
Anything major, like an elephant.
Well, if I saw an elephant coming down the road, I'd be a little nervous.
Could it trample you? Yes. Could it stomp you to death? Yes. But ultimately, elephants seem like friendly animals.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They do in a cage, but I mean, I would want to be supervised if I was in their presence.
Yeah, I mean, the trunk could probably do a little damage. If you have peanuts on hand, you're good to go.
Right, and their tusks might be able to stab you.
You know, real quick story time with Uncle Eric, then we have to wrap up, okay? Obviously, if you did not know ever, I worked in Beeville, Texas radio.
Never knew that.
Yeah, for quite some time, almost 8 years. So I moved to Beeville. I have my first radio remote live broadcast out and about on the mean streets of Beeville, Texas, all right?
Okay.
I'm all pumped up about it, fired up. The Shrine Circus is in town.
Oh, nice.
At the Bee County Expo Center, where they have everything that, of course, a circus brings to your local town. All those circuses and zoos, or not zoos, but circuses, dying, a dying breed throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, that's a different story. So I go to my first live broadcast, and the owner of the station, who gave me my first shot at radio, Mr. Bill Hooten, who's no longer with us, used to call me Bud all the time, right? He goes, hey, Bud, in his Texas Southern accent.
Cute.
He said, hey, Bud, I want you to do one of your breaks, what we call a break, just, you know, one of your talk breaks. I want you to do a break on top of that elephant. And I laughed. I said, Bill, you're out of your mind. You want me to get up on that elephant and call back to the radio station and say, hey, Eric McElroy here at the Shrine Circus. I'm on top of an elephant, blah, blah, blah. He goes, no, Bud, you get up there on that elephant.
Oh, my, you did?
And I had to get up on that elephant with two youngsters who I did not know.
Oh,
me God. In the middle. And me, of course, on top of this huge elephant. Eric McElroy live at the Shrine Circus, everybody. Come down. We're having a good old time. What's that smell? Oh, this elephant behind me just... You know.
Oh my God!
Yeah, true story.
Wait, were you supposed to be protecting these two kids?
They weren't my children. It was, listen, when you're on top of an elephant, it's every man or child for themselves. Okay.
Oh my God!
That was my my claim to fame. My first live broadcast radio remote from the top, high atop of an elephant.
Were you scared? Look, that makes me nervous.
I didn't really have time to be scared.
Oh, really?
I mean, look at me. I'm a natural. I could broadcast from anywhere. Outer space, on top of an elephant.
Oh, my God.
From a plane, from a train, from an automobile. You name it.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. But what an experience.
I know.
You've been on top of an elephant.
Yes. On top of the world and an elephant.
Was the elephant nice?
Very friendly. That's why I think elephants will be. You know, if one was charging at you, ultimately, that's how this got started.
Right.
Look at this path you led me down. This treacherous path we're on.
Well, it's a good story.